4 HKX mobile. 4 ZLK mobile. Did you finally get everything closed out and ready to go home?
I talked to a couple guys for a few minutes. I didn't leave as early as I was planning on it.
Had a phone call, so I'm going to have to bounce. KO4 HKX, and I'll be clear. 73 exchange.
Have a good night, and 4 ZLK.
Sorry about that, Shane.
As I understand.
Tomorrow off, is that what I understood you to say?
Mondays is my normal day off now. But the guy that has Friday off, he went to Jamaica over Thanksgiving, and they were traveling back on Monday, so we switched days.
Well, either way, you get a three-day weekend, then, don't you?
Yeah, except that I might have to work Saturday. They have my route in on Saturday. There's another guy who might be available. He wants to run it if he's available. They put in a couple of us, make us work on Saturdays, make everybody else work on Saturdays right now.
I mean, here it's all hands on deck.
Schedule time off. Not supposed to call in sick. I have done that once or twice in my years there, but boy, they give you a hard time about it.
Sure they do.
I don't call very often. Sometimes you have to. Better, if you can't drive, you can't drive.
Me, used to, I'd never miss work. I'd go in, it didn't matter what I felt like, because at least I can get something done. But since I started this, driving and being responsible for all I've got to be responsible for, no thanks. If I don't feel good or something like that, I'm not going. I'm not going to push it.
Wife, yeah, I feel bad, but I'm going to feel bad at home, or I can feel bad at work and get paid. So that's what I'll do. I had another question about the oil real quick, if you don't mind.
No, go ahead.
Craft oil at Walmart is the same as the motor craft everywhere else?
Yes, it is.
They usually have a really good deal on it. But last couple times I went to look for it, they were out.
Even the automotive shops are having a hard time finding oil right now.
Wonder why.
Blaming all the people that voted for him and the people that are around him.
Agree with you. The problem is, too many people think, well, okay, so this guy wasn't that great, but maybe the next Democrat will be okay.
I don't know. I'm not Republican or Democrat. I tend to lean more conservative. If you don't earn it, you don't eat. If you don't earn your way, I'm sorry, but I'm not dragging you along.
There's no perfect answer, but there are better answers.
Right now, in my opinion, our government is broken. And I don't think it may be broken to the point I don't know that we can get it fixed.
So, I feel like we're living in two different worlds, two different realities sometimes.
State line. You'll see that reality real quick.
She lives up there in Fletcher. We visit sometimes. There's a couple places around here. It's like you walk in a couple of the grocery stores. Not all of them are that way, but one particular one that I know of. Walk in and it's like stepping into a different time.
But I'm talking like the restrictions and stuff like that are going on. I mean, you come across up here and the closer you get to Asheville, the worse they are.
What I'm talking about too, I said time, but really it's not a different time as in going back 50 years. We go to Brevard every once in a while, eat up there at the Roost, not the Roost, sorry, I can see it. I don't know why I do that. We've talked about it before, I think. And the last time we were there, I was surprised at how lax it was on the restrictions.
It's getting more and more that way up here. People are starting to wake up that this stuff isn't doing any good. But I don't know if we'll ever get to that point. And I'm sure there's people listening that disagree with me. But I just don't, there's no piece of cloth going to save you.
I agree with you. It's called the Square Root. That's the restaurant, the Square Root. That's a really good one.
Honest with you, I don't visit any of the restaurants in Brevard. And honestly, do not understand why anybody would drive up here to visit them.
I don't want to know now. And it's mainly because I'm married and she likes to go up there and eat. So that's what we do every once in a while. Sometimes we'll go up to church with my daughter and drive back through there and stop for something to eat on the way home.
Sorry, I cut the car off and I had to turn the radio down. I forget when it's on high and if your vehicle's not running, it cuts it off.
In my old truck, it did it like that, but I think the excursion I had, it would allow it to run on high power.
Would, but I haven't taken the time to put this radio in exactly the way it needs to be put in. It was in my tool truck when the other tool truck got hit, and I intended to put it back in this one, but I ran across the Kenwood, so I put it in there and just left this in here, but I need to take the time to finish the install on it.
Just thinking about it, I remember why, because I wired it directly from the battery, too. That's why. I forgot about that.
And now this one just runs on the cigarette lighter. And actually does a really good job there, as long as the vehicle's running.
A couple different tractors that I've put the radio in and out of, and some of them, the accessory goes out when you turn the key off. Some of them will stay on. Some of them will let you run on high power, which I rarely do. I needed it when I was going at nighttime. When I was leaving on the other side of Charlotte trying to get into that Raleigh repeater, but that was the only time I'd ever use high power.
I do to hit the White Oak when I'm on it in certain spots, so I just leave it on high. The 610 here, I can hit it on medium, no problem. So it's just, since I've been doing the White Oak thing, it's been up on high.
New radio.
This is the ID5100, the ICOM.
Some of them will let you program the power setting, too, for each frequency that you've got in your memory.
This one will, but I don't even have the other repeater in the memory yet. It's just on the VFO, and then just let it go automatically, doing its thing, and it works great that way. So I need to go and do a wipe on this one and do it all over again now that I'm a little more experienced ham. Not that I'm experienced, but I got a little bit more.
For microphone time that a lot of them do, they've been hams for years, probably more than I do. I've had my ticket since 1991, and I have a lot of repeaters programmed in. I was just thinking about that, and I have them in because, you know, just in case, but there's so many I never even use. I've thought about just cleaning it out and only keeping the ones that I use on a regular basis.
Put it off just programming anything within a 50-mile radius for the repeaters on my Kenwood. And now that I can hit the scan button, there's some of them I can't hit, so I've been writing them down and remembering so I can go back and take those out and figure out what to do, or put them in a different zone on there so that they don't fall my primary zone.
Some repeaters that I don't even know if there's any activity on them. I'm sure there is, but not from me. So I just kind of hang out on this one. N4ZLK.
4HKX. There was a gentleman jumped in earlier today. I guess it was right around 1:30, 2 o'clock. He's down here visiting, and he was just jumping from repeater to repeater trying to find some traffic down here. And he said, man, he said, I've been trying every repeater around here and can't find anybody on them. He said the 610 was the first one that had anybody come back to him.
Of people that listen, now I don't know what, you know, whether they monitor all the repeaters or not, but there are some that don't get much activity at all. Probably you can almost treat it like your own private repeater. Not that I would do that.
I've been scanning around and I've found out that there's several of them around here that you can hit, that there's nothing, nobody ever on them, even a couple of 440s. For OLK, I believe it was. Go ahead.
I'm in an RV. Just came back up around Pennsylvania, Ohio, Illinois, up in there. And I put up my radio and talk about dead silence over every kind of repeater you can find up there. I rarely heard anything out of anybody up north.
You won't have that problem on this repeater. There's usually somebody on it all the time or close by.
Home base, this is Stephen Jones. I've been traveling normally down here in Greer, so I'm back home for the winter. It's good to be home.
Patrick on this end, KO4HKX, and you got Shane on the other end, N4ZLK. Glad to have you back down here.
Nice to meet you, N4ZLK. Welcome back.
Guys.
From your house, you can probably hit the one on Rich Mountain. It's a 440 machine. I don't know what the deal is with it, but it sounds like it's keyed up all the time. But you can key up and talk right on like nothing. And I can hit it down in Cherrydale and that area, so I'm pretty sure you can hit it from your house.
Mountain located.
And Cedar Mountain actually connect. And once you get up there in Cedar Mountain and that area, once you cross the state line, you're actually on Ridge Mountain then. And you just crossed off of Cedar's Head on the Ridge Mountain.
I was going to say, if it's too far back, I might be in the shadow. But I'll have to try it. Do you know what the frequency is offhand?
I do. It's 442.850.
.850. The only 440 I have is in my little HT. I'll have to try it. Probably if I had an antenna up on the roof, it'd make it a lot better, of course, but I'll have to try it. Steve, do you, the KO4 station, or do you just travel during the summer? Are you retired?
Full time living in my RV, and we're just getting started. We've made a couple of trips, had some problems, came back home. But I'm planning on traveling, but wintering over down here in South Carolina where the weather's decent.
And you're from this area, is that what you said?
Last 8 years, just retired from BMW, so we got a good church here, so this is where we're calling home.
I'm going to have to jump out for just a minute. I'm behind the shadow of, or I'm going to be in the shadow of Paris Mountain here, I think, or something. Coming around behind it. I'll be back in a minute. N4ZLK, go ahead, Patrick.
I'm going to go ahead and say 73s. I'm sitting in the driveway. The wife's already come to the door one time wondering what I was doing. So, Shane, you be careful on your way in. Have a good evening, and I'll talk to you tomorrow maybe. And I can't remember the name on the other gentleman, but you have a good evening. Glad you're back down here, and hope you get everything fixed on your motorhome, and we'll listen for you on down the log, KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 73, guys.
Okay, Steven, I'm clear as well. Thank you.
73, guys. Enjoyed it. Nice to meet you, Steve. N4ZLK Mobile.